USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we approach the midterm elections early next month, crime is on the minds of Americans heading into the polls. In the Pennsylvania senatorial race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz could decide the majority in the Senate. Philly crime through October 16th, as reported by the Philly PD, robberies involving a gun is up 49%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out soft-on-crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them.
None of the Democrats running want to be anywhere near him. They're running away desperately from the failed agenda of the radical left. That really says something when the President of the United States is a millstone around the neck of these Democrat candidates.
The parents of the 15-year-old suspect and one of the victims in the Raleigh mass shooting that left 5 people dead and 2 injured released a statement Tuesday through their attorneys. Alan and Elise Thompson wrote, "Words cannot begin to describe our anguish and sorrow. Our son Austin inflicted immeasurable pain on the Raleigh community, and we are overcome with grief for the innocent lives lost." The commander of Russian forces in Ukraine says the situation in the southern city of Kherson is difficult and residents are to be evacuated. The general said, quote, "Please take my words seriously. I'm talking about evacuating as quickly as possible," end quote. A new U.S. quarter featuring the likeness of Anna May Wong, a Golden Age actress considered to be Hollywood's first Chinese-American movie star, will soon go into circulation. Her likeness will be on the tails side of the quarter and goes into circulation on Monday. The New York Yankees beat Cleveland last night 5-1 and are now in the Final Four for the World Series. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Igor Dushenko, a Russian analyst who worked on a debunked Russiagate dossier, has been found not guilty of lying to the FBI by a Washington, D.C. jury. John Durham's special counsel has cost taxpayers well over $4 million. This was the third and likely final prosecution by Mr. Durham's legal team. U.S. stock indexes rose on Tuesday, rallying for the second day as a combination of better-than-expected earnings and an easing of turmoil in the United Kingdom markets lifted investors' confidence. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose 42 points, or 1.1%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 338 points. The Orionids meteor shower is considered to be one of the most spectacular showers of the year, and its peak is expected this week. According to NASA, the Orionids meteor shower will peak on Friday, offering sky gazers a show that will light up the night sky. You could spot up to 15 meteors per hour during the peak. There's been a verdict on a trial involving a woman missing for decades.
A jury on Tuesday found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the disappearance of Cal Poly student Kristen Smart more than 26 years ago. His father, Ruben Flores, was found not guilty of accessory after the fact. He'd been accused of helping hide Smart's body. Paul Flores did not react when the guilty verdict came down. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.